out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Oh. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate every moment of your brain and ear hole time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. We need to order another truck full of e-turds to fling it the right, because goddamn, we can only produce so much here.
Oh, yes.
It's just exhausting what's going on now. Right. Lots in the news, lots to talk about, lots of fun, lots of bullshit, and right-wing fuckery in general.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday, or whenever the fuck you're listening to it. We appreciate that. Like I've said maybe 18 times already, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And hey, have you seen that meme? It's a John Oliver quote going around about the State of the Union.
I saw I didn't read it. I saw it a moment ago as I was perusing our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
I want to read just the final phrase of it, just the final phrase, because a Klan-backed misogynist internet troll is going to be delivering the next State of the Union address, and that's not normal. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's so fucking fucked up.
I can't wait for, I'm sure we'll have quite a breakdown tomorrow. It could be pretty boring. I think it's going to be boring, but it is a screed written by that cuddle bear, Stephen Miller.
It's scary.
We know how lovely and wonderful he is and inspiring.
Well,
he's a
fucking Nazi.
And, you know, that had his pubes all over it. The State
Gross.
Of the Union, or the inaugural.
Right.
What was Carnage? American Carnage.
It was violent.
Happening in the streets.
It was fucking racist. They made a point to say that our inner cities are violent. And when right-wing nut jobs like Stephen Miller or fucking Trump or whatever, when they say inner cities, they mean black.
Yeah,
they mean fucking black.
Paul Ryan is.
Uttered
that phrase.
Ugh, God.
That whore, by the way, we got news about him today. All kinds of shit. Let's leap right in. Balls
Yay.
First or labia first?
Ooh, yes.
I can't remember. What is that, a cannonball maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know how one would position that. Here are your headlines. Let's get this over with, and then we'll get to the fun shit.
Yay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
No goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida.
Dateline, January 30th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it, usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Brand spanking new Hollywood hick tonight, by the way, everybody. If you're listening, you can listen to the stream at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10
Ooh, yes.
Eastern. And otherwise, it'll be out on the iTunes and the Stitcher right. and crabdiving.com. Also, a brand new K-Voice today.
Oh,
so,
yes.
We are doubly, the universe is doubly pleasured.
Oh, my God.
With some of the great shit from here on the network, including us.
Yes. You know, you said something that made me nervous. It's like that State of the Union is just, it's going to be him reading. So what's going to happen is he's going to do an okay job of reading it. And then
we're expecting that.
The narrative from CNN and a lot of these places, in the effort to seem fair and balanced, whatever that fucking means, they're going to say he sounded presidential no matter what the fuck the content of the speech is.
Well, maybe, because he sounded that way at the inauguration. It was the content that was American carnage in the streets and everything. It's one of these boring speeches. Like at Davos or I'm trying to think of another example that he gave not that long. The UN, although he did say Rocket Man at the UN.
Right.
But, you know, it's just these boring, un-Trumpian speeches. If he can stick to the message, I don't know if he will be able to. You know, he'll divert. He'll be like, we have the best. Oh, you know, we have the best. And no one's ever seen it before.
Right. And these evil, like, Republican moderates, they even exist. They don't really exist, like Joe Manchin. And so some other guys, it's their chance to say, oh, he sounded presidential.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
We're still waiting on that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That pivot that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, he's just being a dick to get elected. he'll be presidential and classy.
Oh, yes. That's white people hope right there.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. Let's actually dumb ourselves down first and let's put on some waders and go into the cesspool of the Drudge Report.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, there's something about Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah.
They're making fun of her. Stay woke, Maxine, to fact check union.
Now, fuck you. What? How's that funny? I mean, that's kind of what your job is if you're a politician, right?
Yeah.
You got to keep your president honest.
Well, they've got to be upset about this one. A little bit farther down, there's the one sheet for the movie poster.
Yes.
For the for Black Panther.
Right.
And it says, one would think that the Drudge Report, you know, would be not a big fan because it's black anything.
Oh, yes.
But it says Black Panther first reactions. Astonishing, iconic, will save blockbusters. I can't wait to fucking see it.
Oh, I know, man.
The trailers for it looked so awesome. So I'm looking forward to seeing Black Panther.
All those Marvel movies have such great music, man. Like the last Thor and the Guardians of the Galaxies. They're all, it's like watching long
Guardians
ass
of the Galaxy
music videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking awesome. I mean, more superheroes movies like that. I mean,
Guardians of the Galaxy made me want to read the graphic novels or the comic books or whatever. Because, it's really well done.
Absolutely.
DC, you know,
boring.
They try hard.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Even now on telly.
Hello.
The latest crab diving watching experience has been what's the name of the
Legion.
Show that we're watching? Legion. Yeah.
That's a fucking mind trip right there.
Yeah.
The lead character, and I'm not giving away any spoiler alerts. I mean, that dude needs medical marijuana if anybody does.
That's a splurt for you.
Splurt.
A splurt in agreeance.
Splurge.
The Drudge Report headline says McCabe and the Wiener laptop emails.
What in the fucking fuck does that mean?
I don't know. This is a new one on me. What
is that
kind of?
Are we on Drudge still?
Yeah. This is the headline on Drudge.
It's probably bullshit.
The Washington Post, although. Oh, this is probably one of these cherry picked. They find something and they
put a bullshit
spin
headline on it.
Internal Justice Department probe eyes McCabe's role in the final weeks of the 2016 election. It says the Justice Department's Inspector General has been focused for months on why Andrew McCabe, as the number two official at the FBI, appeared not to act for about 3 weeks on a request to examine a batch of Hillary Clinton-related emails found in the latter stages of the 2016 election campaign.
Oh, God, suck my dick, Republicans. Suck a big fucking dick.
Oh, so they're talking about the Wiener emails. The Inspector General has been asking witnesses why leadership seemed unwilling to move forward on the examination of emails found on the laptop of former Congressman Anthony Wiener until late October, about 3 weeks after first being alerted to the issue.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
A key question that they've been asking is whether McCabe or anyone else at the FBI wanted to avoid taking action until after the election. It is unclear whether the Inspector General has reached any conclusion. So that's what they're... Well, we knew that. How is this
news? I don't know.
If you're accusing McCabe of being biased and covered with Hillary's juices...
Oh, yeah.
Then, well, yeah, he was there at the time when they were deciding on the emails... You know, so was Jim Comey. McCabe was number two.
Right. I mean, is it just me or did the FBI help or hurt Hillary's chances to get elected?
Well, there's the Republicans are saying now that they think that evil McCabe and a Republican, by the way.
Right.
But because Hillary personally wrote a check to him.
Yes.
I don't know. She disguised herself as Terry McAuliffe.
Oh, wow. How did she do that?
You heard Trump is saying Hillary gave McCabe money. That's what he says.
But okay, where's the evidence?
But she didn't.
Right.
It was Terry McAuliffe who donated to the campaign of this guy's wife. But Trump makes it sound like Hillary drove over to McCabe's and said with a giant satchel full of cash.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And it's just not true.
Well, and you know what? Let's think for a second that she did. Maybe. Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's Trump. Let's just compare.
And I want to get a hand job from Angie Dickinson.
Yeah, right. And you're getting a hand job from Putin, and you're giving hand jobs to Putin, and you're selling our fucking country out to these fucking Russians. We can't even get the GOP to enact these fucking sanctions.
Yeah, right.
They got a lot of nerve talking about Hillary. Oh, my God. A bunch of fucking assholes.
So now they're saying that one of the reasons they think McCabe might have left is that he knew what was coming with this Inspector General's investigation, that they were going to be critical of him. So he decided to bail, which doesn't necessarily make that much sense because he's technically still employed.
Right.
Until
he's still getting paid, right?
Right.
He's getting his vacation money.
So I don't know exactly that would be the reason that he decided to leave.
Right. Kudos to the Drudge Report, though, by the way. Good thing. Good. Nice putting out a Hillary headline. That's good. Way to do your job as journalist, you fucksticks.
One of our resident trolls, one thousandth less heinous than Moore. He's a regular. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that dude.
But he showed up to argue about, I don't know, Trump, the whole investigation today, and was pretty much shot down by everybody. But it's the same thing. It went right for Hillary.
What about Idis?
Right for Hillary. It's like Russia investigation, yes. Russia Trump collusion, blah, blah, blah. There, this fake memo. And he goes, what about Hillary? I mean, literally, it was a what about Hillary?
Imagine if Hillary Clinton, when she was first lady, if she cost the taxpayers $64,000 to go for a spa day in Mar-a-Lago, people would be losing their fucking minds.
Or if Hillary got elected and Bill went for a spa day.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
And spent $60,000, they would lose their fucking mind.
Yeah, and you know the
thing, I'm going to go to Vegas.
Right. And you know the thing is, it's unfortunate because for progressives, it's not as shocking to see the graft and the bullshit corruption from the GOP because the GOP has been doing that for fucking years. In fact, it's normalized. I don't know about you, But I don't expect Republicans to do the right fucking thing ever, because when have they? Yeah, when fucking have they?
I don't have a lot of evidence of in recent history.
So when Melania goes Republican down to Mar-a-Lago doing the right thing for a spa appointment, it costs us 70 G's, you barely even fucking notice. Do you know what I mean?
You're right. What else have, let's see what's going on with the HuffPo.
Yay.
The headline over there.
God, these Republicans are such fucking dirtbags.
Headline says, still winning. This is pretty funny. You remember how on the other side, on the dark side, they squealed the bloody pig squeals.
Yay.
About Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
And that the Democrats, all the evil Democrats, should give back every cent that he ever gave to them.
Oh, okay.
And there were actually some that did.
Right. Well, why don't the GOP, why don't you give back all the money that you've received from dirty fucking donors throughout your career? Why don't you give back all the Russian money?
Well, the headline at the HuffPost says, still winning, RNC keeps alleged predators' money. So they're saying, well, you know, okay, Steve Wynn donated gazillions of dollars. You guys should all give that back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, blah. Well, oh.
Well, they're immune to hypocrisy. That doesn't they don't, yeah, you know, still bother them.
The Republican National Committee said it plans to keep donations.
Yes.
From hotel magnate Steve Wynn, even though he is accused of sexually harassing and assaulting women who worked for him.
Right. Well, hopefully it won't make a difference. You fuck sticks are going to lose in the next elections anyway. I mean, you know.
RNC's insistence that it is entitled to his contributions comes after the party argued the Democrats absolutely had to give back money they received from media mogul Harvey Weinstein, who faced accusations of sexual harassment and assault. It's the exact same thing.
Right. So what's up with that, you fucking dirtbag hypocrites? I mean, really.
No, I'm not even saying the Democrats should have given back the money.
No, not at all. But we're calling them on their fucking hypocrisy. Right. I mean, which is, I mean, the thing is, that's something that I don't know. It's really frustrating with the Republicans because they're fucking just disgusting fucking whores and they're hypocrites. And they never walk their walk, their little family values walk. For some reason, they're just immune to criticism for that hypocrisy. You can't,
right?
You can't, like the Duggars, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Quit telling people how to fucking live.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, another Republican hypocrisy bomb.
Yay!
God, did you see asshole? Mega asshole, Mike Huckabee.
Right,
he's taken some well-deserved abuse, including from us.
Yeah,
I think I tweeted something unkind.
What's going on with that dickhead?
Well, I don't know why he did this, but do you remember? I don't know. A few years ago, during the State of the Union address, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg may have nodded off for a moment.
Right.
And there's there's a picture of her, of the four of the justices, all seated together, and she's kind of got her head hanging down, right, and taking a moment.
Oh, God, I forgot.
And
that.
In fact, Justice Kennedy is kind of glancing over at her like,
hey, wake
is
up,
she,
buddy.
She dead. Huckabee tweeted that picture and said, it's not fair that people are criticizing Justice Ginsburg for skipping the SOTU, the State of the Union. Security concerns won't allow her to bring her CPAP machine into the House chamber.
Oh, my God. Is it like a heart thing or something? CPAP? What?
That's the...
sleep apnea machine?
Isn't that the sleep apnea thing?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's the sleep apnea.
No. So he was being funny?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's been thoroughly raked over the coals now on social medias.
Right.
It says the headline at the HuffPost says Mike Huckabee skewered over despicable joke about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, what a dickhead.
The Yeah, Mike Huckabee, this is repugnant garbage. Who wants to bet Ruth Bader Ginsburg could hold a plank longer than Mike Huckabee? It's true.
Right.
I don't know why he is running around. And most people are questioning his alleged Christianity.
Mike Huckabee?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, all that shit. What was that? I can't remember her fucking name.
Kim Davis. Oh, yeah.
What's Christian about that?
He waddled up to her. Oh, well, she's fighting for the Lord.
That fighting for the Lord means like fighting against gay marriage. That's weird.
Fighting for discrimination, fighting right. for treating people unkindly, fighting for hatred. That's exactly what Jesus wants.
Yeah, that's the GOP. That's what they do. They fight for discrimination. Their politics are always exclusionary. They suck.
They suck big and hard.
Oh, man.
Paul Ryan, we talked a little bit about the odious, unctuous, slimy bag o' dicks that is the representative from Wisconsin.
That's right, Pat.
I still think he's going to bail. But he's going to resign. We'll see. Well, you know, he's been coy. They asked him specifically, well, you're running again in November, aren't you? And he was like, oh, look at the clouds.
Oh,
geez. Oh, look at that over there.
What kind of leadership is that, Paul? You're the head of your fucking party. You're one of the leaders of the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Why are you leaving?
A lot of the rats are jumping.
Come on.
I mean, wouldn't one think that the one way to stay in office might be to, I don't know, pretend you've got ethics and scruples and start going against this authoritarian Russian whore we have in the White House?
But I think if you're going to...
You know what I mean? If you're a Republican, but the problem is they sold snake oil for so long and told their constituents for so long... sold all these lies.
Yes.
That they can't go back on them.
Yeah.
They can't suddenly turn on Trump.
Yeah, I agree. And like Paul Ryan can't ever, or a GOP person, how do you do the right thing as a Republican? Because the tenets of your party, you're built on racism, homophobia, sexism. Those are like the foundation of what all your legislation's about. Immigration's on racism, you know? This anti-abortion shit that's anti-woman.
Hey, fuck the poor, too.
Right, elitist. I mean, how do you ever do the right thing and keep that little R next to your name? I mean, I would say you can't.
So Paul Ryan, you know, occasionally, I mean, I don't feel sorry for him. One tiny little micro leader. But he occasionally... he's not a teabag lunatic bomb thrower.
Right.
He's evil and insidious and ethics free and empathy free.
He wants you to die penniless for sure.
Right. And firmly sucking from the sad, nasty old dugs of Ayn Rand.
Give me them nipples.
Sociopath, atheist sociopath.
Paul Ryan's an atheist?
No, Ayn Rand was. That's what is hilarious and again shows the profound hypocrisy of a lot of these religious right fuckers who are also Ayn Rand fans because the polar opposite of what their Jesus taught is what she espoused. And she also was an anti-theist actually. She was fiercely anti-religion.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, not that part. Just the hating the poor part.
Yeah.
We like that.
That's the part you like?
Yeah.
God.
That's what you take out of Atlas
Republicans
Shrugged.
Republicans are fucked up.
Pathetic, insecure God little boys. Damn. Pathetic, insecure little boys who love Ayn Rand, and that's what's running the country right now.
It's
that
a joke.
Type of person. Insecure, butt hurt.
Paul Ryan
authoritarian.
Doesn't he want to raise the retirement age to 69?
He wants to get rid of it. I'm sure he'd love to get rid of it. Speaker, but today, you know, he was asked about what's going on with this dueling memos bullshit. Last night, the Republican ass wrinkles of the committee, the Devin Nunes traitor, Nunes. Treason scum, Devin Nunes.
Fuck you.
Is like, well, we're going to vote. My memo needs to get out there. The world needs to see this. And then the Democrats are like, well, okay, well, then our memo should go out, too, right. Because your memo is not a fact-based memo. It's an opinion memo.
Yes.
It's four pages that tries to boil down hundreds of pages of FISA documents and FISA authorizations and things like that. It just doesn't work that way.
Is it right wing nut job propaganda?
And the Republicans said in the name of transparency, we should release our memo. And the Democrats said, okay, release ours. And the Republicans said, in the name of transparency, we are not going to release your fucking memo.
Why not, guys? Come on.
Today he tried to tap dance it back and say, look, we're going through the procedure. We're going through, it'll be released. We're going through the procedure, the same procedure that Devin's memo had to go through.
Oh, yeah.
All of this committee and write-up and blah, 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 and look at this, and everybody's got to read it, and everybody, blah, blah, blah. Well, then maybe we'll release the Democrat.
Since when are the response? Republicans at all concerned with procedure?
Well, right.
Don't they do all this underhanded shit?
Well, that's how Mitch gets things done in the Senate now, using that reconciliation bullshit so he can't get filibustered.
I'm going to go in the cloakroom and write an evil fucking tax bill. Jack off.
So here's Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan Gross. Knows what's in Devin Trader's memo.
Right.
Knows all about it.
Ugh.
And is urging his own lunatics today.
Yes.
You know, don't put so much on that memo. Don't overplay it. Don't oversell it. He knows it's nothing. It's a big nothing burger. Hannity is going to blow a load for a couple of nights.
Right.
The Fox News will be like, explosive revelations, everybody, this morning from that memo release, apparently.
Which is, I mean, that's the job it's supposed to do, right? I mean, it'll rile up the lunatics. I mean, that's what Trump wants, right? Yeah. I mean, it's ultimately bad for the country.
And then Paul Ryan did say, you know, everyone knows that this is a blatant attempt to go after Mueller and the investigation. Paul Ryan says, it's two separate things. This has nothing to do with it. This is about investigating possible malfeasance by the FBI or whatever.
Right.
And we need to look into that. We're in charge of oversight. But this has nothing to do with Mueller. With the Mueller investigation, he said the Mueller investigation should run its course.
Right.
Let Bob Mueller do what he's doing.
What I don't understand, am I wrong to... Why would anybody want to investigate the FBI right now? Like,
because McCabe and apparently Comey.
Yes.
And a lot of them were firmly attached to... one of Hillary's.
Oh God! Okay.
Nipple hairs.
That's why they.
I'm not that she has hair on her nipples.
God, that's insane. They think there's all this evidence to show that Trump colluded with Russia. Maybe he obstructed justice. There's obviously
that's separate.
Bad shit happened. We have all this bad shit going on, and they still want to investigate Hillary and the FBI. I mean,
yeah,
they're killing us.
It's a separate issue. Well, yeah, that's what a smoke bomb is. It's a distraction.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then plus, we all know that if this memo comes out that Nunes wrote, blames Rod Rosenstein for, I don't know, killing Jesus and everything. When they go after Rod Rosenstein, Trump's going to be like, look, this memo says Rod Rosenstein's dirty. I can fire him. Rod Rosenstein is the dude in charge of Mueller right now. And he said repeatedly, I see no reason to fire Bob Mueller. I see no reason to interfere. I'm regularly updated. I see no reason to fire him.
By the way, shout out to my mother and Kelly's voice. Thanks for letting us know. We were back on the air. I guess we dropped out and now we're back on. So thank you, guys. Appreciate the info. Maybe it's the deep state's fucking with us. The deep state's fucking with the crabs.
Oh, you know what? There was a cloud warning a couple of minutes ago.
Cloud warning.
There you go.
I like that. Cloud warning.
Cloud and Code are having trouble reconnecting. We'll try again in 10 seconds.
Damn.
Well, thanks for coming back, everybody.
Man, I was reading about in, you ever read Motherboard, Vice, Motherboard, whatever the fuck that is? Apparently, some dude associated with SpaceX is going to ejaculate the biggest network of satellites ever into space, which it's like now there won't be any part of the globe that won't have satellite coverage, apparently.
Oh, cool.
So like when that plane disappeared into a wormhole, that won't happen.
Oh, they'll be able to follow it on camera. Oh, interesting. Shit.
It's cool.
So Paul Ryan.
Yes.
Here we go. Paul Ryan. Here he is. Trying to sound sane.
Oh, yes.
Any second now.
Come on, Paul.
As it loads.
Dickhead.
Loading.
Yeah, let me make 4 points here. I think there are, you know, as we think about all of this, I actually wrote some of this down. First, there are legitimate questions about whether an American's civil liberties were violated by the FISA process. We are the legislative branch of government. It is our job to conduct oversight on behalf of the American people of the executive branch in case any powers were abused and civil liberties were abused by the executive branch. So there's a very legitimate issue here as to whether or not an American's civil liberties were violated in the FISA process. That's point number one. Point number two. This is a completely separate matter from Bob Mueller's investigation, and his investigation should be allowed to take its course. Point number three, there may have been malfeasance by people at the FBI. And let me just...
Oh, my God, Kevin. I wish I could... he's a little bit off. He's only half on screen, but Kevin McCarthy's standing next to him, and it would have been a great screen capture if his whole face was there because he had his tongue stuck out for some weird reason.
Oh, really?
While Paul Ryan was saying that, he was like...
Well, listen, dude, the Republicans are totally fucked up. Who knows? Maybe that physically manifests itself sometimes.
And let me finish my points. There may have been malfeasance at the FBI by certain individuals. So it is our job in conducting transparent oversight of the executive branch to get to the bottom of that. Sunshine.
The only reason you're pretending there's malfeasance or desperately trying to find malfeasance is to discredit
God.
The Russia probe, you lying sack of Eddie Munster shit.
Damn, you know, this is a weird thing to say, but it's a shame this treasonous administration is Republican. Because if this were Democrat, we would be finding out what the fuck went on. Because the Democrat, as the party, wouldn't put up with this bullshit. But unfortunately, we have to rely on the fucking Republicans. And they're all spineless, treasonous, scum-sucking, racist fucknuts who don't have a conscience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't fucking care. God, the nerve of this guy to say, oh, there's probably malfeasance going on at the FBI. Motherfucker! Trump's NSA had to resign because he's guilty of colluding with the Russians.
Here's the rest of her.
Site is the best disinfectant. And so what we want is all of this information to come out so that transparency...
Except the Democrats' memo, of course.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
...can reign supreme and accountability can occur. There's a fourth point I want to make. And that is the institution of the DOJ, of the FBI, is a very important institution for American life. It's a very important institution for keeping the rule of law intact. The men and women, the vast number of the men and women... over at DOJ, over at FBI, are professional.
It's only the ones that are investigating Trump that we don't like.
Oh, my God.
It's just a coincidence that the ones that we're investigating are the ones that are investigating Trump. Just a coincidence.
Oh,
just
yes.
a coincidence.
And listen to the hypocrisy of this fucking guy. He's talking about the DOJ, for the most part, is good and they're important. Oh, my God, what about the presidency? Is that important? It's all fucked up, you dickhead.
Vast number of the men and women over at DOJ, over at FBI, are professionals doing their jobs and doing their jobs well. The people over in the field office in Milwaukee at the FBI office are helping keeping heroin and opioids out of our schools. So we want the people of the FBI to know that we respect their job, we respect who they are and what they do, And all the more reason why we need to have transparency and accountability to hold people accountable if they violated the rules, if they acted in a wrong, improper way.
Like the president, maybe? Yeah. What about that institution where we need to investigate to see if people...
I mean, you know, this speech from Eddie Kunster would make a lot more sense if it, whenever he said FBI, he would say the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But this is lunacy.
We don't
need to investigate the FBI right now, dickhead. I mean, you get Russian jizz is spattered all about the White House and nobody gives a fuck.
I saw this one Democrat who said he's going to leave his seat open, his plus one, his guest,
right.
And because he wouldn't want to subject anybody to this display of authoritarian bullshit.
Well, the Democrats shouldn't show up to the fucking State of the Union. Liberals should not show up to this fucking thing, and nor should they turn it on their fucking television, because this is going to be bullshit. There's nothing Trump can do to help this country aside from fucking resigning. That's it. We need to start embracing the idea. The only thing he can do to help is to fucking leave.
Even then, we get Mother's Husband, who would be a whole nother set of problems.
That is true. But Jesus Christ, this guy's a fucking racist. We shouldn't tolerate this fuck.
We just need to hold on till November and really get the fuck out and vote. And flush the Republican cancer out of Congress as much as we can. The Senate will be more difficult, but the House is doable. And I mean, I'm preparing to be disappointed. By the way, I'm waiting for
that's good.
I'm preparing to be disappointed that we're not going to take the House or the Senate,
right.
And we're going to endure this bullshit of Republican treason for a lot longer. And then when the Mueller bomb drops, we will have a constitutional crisis, because Mueller will point to clear crimes and misdemeanors. And I don't trust one Republican right now to do the right thing.
Oh, fuck no. I mean, and what you say makes a lot of sense, because if there's any lesson I learned from this fucking, this shitstorm of a goddamn Russian meddled with election from November 2016, is to not hold out hope. People just assumed Trump would lose, and look what the fuck happened. We didn't take this fucking guy seriously, and now he's in office, he's doing racist, dirtbag shit. And we shouldn't tune in the television to watch a State of the Union. Don't give that guy ratings. Don't watch.
We'll watch it for you, and then tune in tomorrow, and we'll have the highlights for you. How's
I mean,
that?
God, and the Democrats, I don't want to see a fucking representative I support at that fucking State of the Union. That's disgusting.
I have seen people asking, like, where can I watch it without being tracked or without giving him ratings?
Watch it on some pirated internet fucking thing.
Because you want to watch it. Because you want to watch the possible train wreck, but you don't want to give him credit.
I mean, there's nothing he will say that's going to be helpful or going to be real.
Right.
There's nothing. He can't say anything to make this country better. The only thing he could say on that State of the Union that would make this country better is, I quit. I resign. Goodbye. That would help.
Follow, tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. Go to at Crab Diving on the Twitter. You can tweet us during the show.
Follow us on Twitter. Thank you to at Kelly the Voice for tweeting and at Mary Thread and Thumb.
What was I doing? Why was I going over to the? Oh, here we go. Speaking of the Twitter, I don't know if we've been a bunch of other people and we have been retweeting and tweeting about the story of this. God, this just shows who they are. Here we go. Trump's America. And here is a typical Republican, heinous, subhuman, a colon licker.
Where is the colon, though? Isn't that up in the intestines? I mean, you got to
Get past the rectum a little bit. So, right. You know, they have these long reptilian tongues, these Republicans.
Where's Gene Simmons?
So this is a Representative Paul Gosar, G-O-S-A-R.
Yes.
A Republican from Arizona.
Suck my dick.
Some of these Arizona
God
Republicans are spectacularly evil.
Shitty.
Evil.
Yes.
Arpaio.
Evil.
Joe Arpaio.
It's like a bunch
tortured
of
tortured people for years.
Sith lords.
So Representative Paul Gosar tweeted a statement today.
Yes.
That it says, today, Congressman Paul Gosar, I don't know why he wouldn't say I, apparently his staff was tweeting for him.
Yes.
Today, but it's on his Twitter, yeah. At Rep Gosar, R-E-P-G-O-S-A-R, go send him your love.
Is rep, does that sound for representative yeah. or reptilian?
Both. Reprehensible.
Oh, that's a good one.
Today, Congressman Paul Gosar contacted the U.S. Capitol Police.
Oh, okay.
As well as Attorney General Jeff Sessions, asking they consider checking identification of all attending the State of the Union address and arresting any illegal aliens in attendance.
Oh, my God.
How many Democrats have said, we're going to bring dreamers.
Right.
We're going to bring undocumented people here who have committed no crime other
yes.
than the fact that they're here working for their family, contributing to our society and trying to, you know,
right.
eke out a living. This guy wants them. He's like, oh, great. We've got them in one place. Let's get them.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibilities. I would say don't bring them. I mean, I can't.
They would never. Can you imagine the optics there?
I don't. Yeah. I would think it's unlikely, but it's.
I can't imagine that they would actually do that. The optics for that. They're already worried about the dreamers. They're already trying to poo-poo these personal stories of. You know, there's people in the military that are dreamers.
Yeah.
That they want to deport.
Right.
Serving our country, putting yeah. their lives on the line just because they were brought here undocumented by their parents at some point when they were either babies, toddlers, children, whatever, then they still deserve to be launched out of the country.
Well,
horrible, right. horrible, horrible creatures believe that.
What would make me nervous, though, that if you do go to the State of the Union and you're a dreamer and now you're on some list, who's to say ICE a few days later doesn't come get you? I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I think we have to stop assuming that the Republicans aren't going to be unimaginably heinous. I mean, we got a president who after that Charlottesville thing, hey, there's good people on both fucking sides. He fucking meant that shit. And I don't think he meant it. I think he meant there's good people on the racist side. I don't think he thought anything good about the people protesting the Klan.
That Antifa.
Trump is racist as fuck, and he has fucking fascist ideologues working for him. I don't doubt it that they would go after just out of spite, because you know he's going to see it as an insult. If some Democrat rep brings dreamers into that audience, he's going to see it as a slight against him. And I could see it out of spite as Trump sending ICE to go after people.
I would like to welcome all the undocumented that are here tonight. And I'm sending the marshals to get each and every one of you right now.
Right. I mean, why wouldn't he?
There you go. He's a Republican. This guy's a real charmer, too. He posted, this Gosar posted misleading statistics on his Facebook page, purportedly showing how DACA aged illegals. Notice that. Not DACA recipients, but DACA aged illegals.
Oh my God.
MS-13! He's equating the people that were brought here as kids
with gangbangers?
With young, actual illegal criminals that are running around. That's how profoundly evil these Republicans are with their messaging.
See, like, yeah, what we were talking about earlier. There's no way Paul Ryan can ever do the right thing because he's got an R next to his name. That party is built on racism.
And claiming that these DACA-aged illegals commit a disproportionate number, of course, of kidnappings, manslaughter, murders, rapes.
Citations, please. Oh, my God. These horrible things that you're claiming for the good of the country. Show us the evidence so we can understand what you're talking about.
This is a Newsweek story. As of when it was published today, there are 24 DACA recipients scheduled to attend Trump's State of the Union tonight.
Oh, my God.
As guests. I mean, they're, you know, registered. They're protected if they're under DACA, technically.
Right.
Then when Newsweek asked the shitbags office
shitbags
for comment, they did. There were no comments.
Right.
Even a Democratic representative from New York, Representative Joe Crowley, tweeted, "What's wrong with you?" That's all he said. What's wrong with you? The ACLU responded, yet another attempt to silence dreamers who are speaking out. Capitol Police should denounce this strongly.
Yeah, it sucks.
I believe the Justice Department may have already... I thought I saw elsewhere that Jeff Bosesh's office might have already said, yeah, we're not going to... We won't be doing that.
Right.
We won't be dragging young people out of the State of the Union.
Well,
big ICE thugs.
I mean, listen, I don't mean to sound like a dickhead, but why not? I mean, why, you know, it's not our job to believe that. It's, I don't know why they wouldn't. They are so fucking racist.
And evil.
I mean, to make a point, sure. I mean, I can see Trump doing that. Absolutely.
Oh, he would float it. I can't imagine
because it's
going
to be
anyone else going along with it. But he would float it. He's right. Allegedly, there was a story I just saw a little while ago that to some of his butt buddies, he not only wants to fire Mueller, but wants him prosecuted.
Oh, my God. He's delusional. He's fucking delusional.
This is from a story over at NBC News.
Yes.
Says that it's called The State of Donald Trump.
Yeah, oh, God.
He thinks it couldn't be better. Says he's telling friends and aides privately that things are going great for him. Some reasons. He's decided that a key witness in the Russia probe, Paul Manafort, isn't going to flip and sell him out.
Oh, my God. You know, was it just me? Did we hear a bunch of shit about Paul Manafort on Rachel Maddow? Like they were talking about what he did up to managing Trump's campaign. Like he went to Africa to try to sell weapons to warlords and shit like
that.
He's
great.
Just because he needed the money for his fucking gross ass lifestyle.
Well, and helped in Eastern Europe with distinctly anti-U.S. policies.
Right.
Like helped them enact anti-U.S. policy.
Right. Evil shit. And it's like, you know, Trump, imagine Paul Manafort. Imagine what you would do in Paul Manafort's situation. You would flip on your ass in a second.
Oh, well.
Like,
Trump,
Paul Manafort's not going to sell him out.
Trump has never been loyal to anything, anyone.
Oh, Paul Manafort ever. Is going to sell your ass out, Donald. Get real, man. Look at that guy.
Trump also believes that Mueller, who is heading the investigation, can be crushed if necessary without being fired.
Wow.
He thinks sweeping tax and regulatory cuts will juice the economy and get him easily reelected in 2020. He thinks he's learned how to handle the dysfunction in Congress because he got that tax plan finally got passed.
Right.
Which he's claiming victory on.
Right.
He said, I stayed out of it on healthcare. I was like, get it done. And they couldn't get it done. So I took over on the tax breaks.
Right. I mean, God, I hope progressives come out and vote the next time because that bullshit is good enough for these stupid fucking racist Republicans to buy into. You know?
One friend spoke to NBC, said he called to congratulate me on how brilliant and prescient I was to tell him to run for president. What he was really doing was flattering himself by flattering me. But for him, it was a long and very enjoyable monologue.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, his first year job rating is the worst of any president in modern times, it says here at NBC.
Oh, geez.
Presidential scholars are comparing him to James Buchanan and Andrew Johnson, the two most inept embarrassments in the history of the presidency.
Well, I mean, what about Reagan, though? Wasn't Reagan, like, I mean, he was pretty shitty.
Yeah, but, you know, James Buchanan and Andrew Johnson were worse. Right. Well, and Trump is this weight.
Yeah.
Polls show the country is deeply divided and dispirited about the future. Even GOP allies condemn his racist rants and juvenile Twitter feuds with pop stars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got
Jay-Z.
The best-selling book that was out against him, depicting him as a childish dimwit who goes to bed early to watch cable while gobbling cheeseburgers.
I mean, fuck. That's one thing about Trump, you know, like, the one thing, you know, the story about Stormy Daniels, there does seem there's something nice about, you know, you're hanging out in a hotel room, I don't know, you're having sex with some porn star, it does seem nice, you know, you're sitting there, and then you're watching Shark Week. Yeah. That little moment seems kind of fun. And eating cheeseburgers, watching cable in bed, I like that. It's all the other shit.
He thinks that he's hitting his stride in the job. The new confidence comes primarily from good economic numbers.
Yes.
His friend said you can't overstate how important the tax bill was.
Right. Well, he's right. I mean, it is, because I've got some nutbag dick fuck friends from high school that are posting on Facebook, hey, you don't have to like Trump to appreciate how much my 401k has grown.
He's he's got a sales pitch about leadership he has and will take on the road all year. Especially because he adores flying on Air Force One. His friend said he loves all the pomp and circumstance and the salutes.
He's nuts. He's nuts. So all you got to do is do, you know, give him a little salute, cup his balls, put him on a plane. He's happy. God damn.
It says sources are saying that Trump has adopted a two-track strategy to deal with the Mueller investigation.
Okay.
One is un-Trumpian passivity and trust. He keeps telling some in his inner circle that Mueller, any day now, will tell him he's off the hook for any charge of collusion or obstruction.
I mean, I think, don't you think all those people working for Mueller, all those old guys that have been in government forever in the FBI, and don't that they would rather, they're going to die trying to bring that motherfucker down.
Well, he's inspiring more of them.
Yeah.
If he's worried about radicalized anti-Trumpers in the Department of Justice or the FBI, he's absolutely creating them.
You called them Nazis, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he call the FBI fascist?
It's like Nazi Germany.
And then you went over, I say it all, you went in front of that spy memorial and you bitched about the media complaining about your numbers at the inauguration. Yeah. It was insulting to them. They want
I'm sure you all voted for me.
Right. They want you to die in jail, you dickhead.
It says, but Trump who trusts, this is NBC. Trump, who trusts no one, or at least no one for long, has now decided that he must have an alternative strategy that does not involve having Justice Department officials fire Mueller. This is hilarious. Another friend said, I think he's been convinced that firing Mueller would not only create a firestorm, it would play right into Mueller's hands because it would give Mueller the moral high ground. Well, and plus, it would give whoever replaces Mueller.
Yes.
Because the investigation will go on.
Right.
Whoever replaces Mueller, more evidence of obstruction.
Right. But what if
it says now? Yeah.
What if they, you know, Matt, I was talking about, they had some historian on, I was talking about when Nixon fired all the investigators for Watergate. the prosecutor's office, I guess, it had to be locked down and guarded so no one came in there and destroyed the evidence.
They went and protected the evidence.
What if he fires Mueller and destroys whatever he found?
There's too many that hate him. It says, instead, as is now becoming plain, the Trump strategy is to discredit the investigation and the FBI without officially removing the leadership. Trump's even talking to friends, this is amazing, about the possibility of asking Attorney General Jeff Sessions to consider prosecuting Mueller and his team.
Hey, that sounds like the actions of an innocent man, right?
Well, and Sessions, I mean, he is an odious, hate little fuck elf.
He's
but I can't even imagine Sessions agreeing to that.
Hey, you little fuck elf, come here. Hey, you little hate fuck elf. That's funny, dude. A hate little fuck elf. He is. That's right.
One Trump advisor said, here's how it would work. We're sorry, Mr. Mueller. You won't be able to run the federal grand jury today because he has to go testify to another federal grand jury.
Oh, yeah.
Trump also thinks, I don't see that happening. I really can't imagine Jeff Bosesh being that blatantly treasonous.
Yeah.
And obstructive.
Right.
Of justice. Obstructionist of justice.
I hope so.
Obstructory of justice.
I think we can say, I agree with you, but also there's a little part of me that says, well, I hope so.
Well, there's always doubt when Republicans are involved.
Yes,
right.
I don't know what they won't do. I mean,
Trump also thinks he's figured out how to deal with Congress. Like I said before, they failed with Obamacare because he trusted them to get it done. And right. Inept Paul Ryan and stupid turtle face.
Hey, Trump, now that I want to. Yeah, fuck you, Mitch. Hey, Trump, now that I want to help you or anything, but I suggest firing Jeff Bosesh and putting in some dude that will definitely do whatever you ask. Gohmert, right? Louis Gohmert would do anything you said. Sure. That fuck face.
Why not Hannity?
My God, that's a good fucking point.
You want people out of the normal.
Let's get real.
I'm going to name Sean Hannity as my director of the FBI.
You know, man, I mean, when we start getting into, like, you know, speculating about what Republicans will and what they won't do, we're getting into a weird spot because, like, for instance, Gohmert took time on the House floor to bitch about the fact that he's not allowed to barbecue on the patio of his office anymore.
It's an important issue to the American people.
I don't know what that is. If that's mental illness, that's just fucking insanity.
He was whining about overregulation and used that as an example.
Wait, it's not
like I can't even barbecue on my balcony at my apartment.
Hey, fuckstick! It's not that people hate your barbecue. It's not even that people hate you.
Yeah, you know, there's fires.
Nobody wants a fire.
Shit, yeah.
Nobody wants a
fire. And what if you're not into barbecue and you're one floor up?
I don't know. That's a good fucking point.
You're getting barbecue smoke and carbon monoxide in your apartment. While Louis got his I Love Texas apron on.
And to the point.
And nothing else.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And to the point, what if I'm an American and I don't want the Russians butt fucking my electoral process? I don't want that.
Right.
Rage.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle. But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Damn,
you're not going to last very long if you're getting massages all day.
I'm getting jacked off, and I'm also fending off, I don't know, who am I fighting?
Yeah.
Barbarians?
Gauls? Sure.
Did they fight Gauls?
Goths? Visigoths? Huns? Goths. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
In black they lipstick did. And
it was.
Turtlenecks?
It was Marilyn Manson fans.
What is it like Hey, if you live in Texas, tweet us at Crab Diving, and you voted for Louie Gohmert, you live in his weird little fuck district. What is it like to go in a booth, vote for him, and then look at yourself in the mirror? What is it like to live with yourself knowing that you voted for this fucking simpleton? What is it like?
They love them some Louie.
God damn. God. Can you imagine?
Well, no. Look what we've got here.
Yeah, I met the... Oh, fuck, I forgot the guy. The
fucking Matt Getz we've got. Oh, you met the guy running against him, didn't you?
Shit, man, I forgot his name. You know what I said to this dude? I said...
You might as well. Don't give up your day job, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's not... I liked him. I mean, I don't know. I said, oh, so you're...
Well, but we're in Pensacola,
yeah,
which...
Right. He's
is the bloodiest, reddiest dick district,
yeah,
the in dick. The state. Dick-drict in the state.
I said, you're a Democrat. He goes, oh yeah, I'm running for the Democrat House seat. And I said, oh, okay. I said, how do you feel about this wall stuff? He was like, oh, it's stupid. And I was like, what about this DACA shit? He goes, we should get a clean DACA. So, you know, I mean, he said the right shit. I wanted to ask him how he felt about guns. That's, I mean, you know.
That's, yeah, it's interesting.
You want more guns in this fucking state, wacko? I mean, that's what I wanted to ask.
Let's check in with Alex Jones. Always good for a laugh.
No, I can't even imagine why this fuck nut's cataloging.
Well, you know, and one of the reasons we play a lot of Alex Jones is this is what's running the country right now, is Alex Jones's people.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorists, xenophobes, white nationalists, Nazis, misogynists, right. Insecure little boys.
Yeah, I mean, and he hotline blings Trump, right?
And yeah, apparently they're BFFs, and
they talk on the phone.
Oh yeah, they Snapchat each other.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use the little panda bear filter.
He gives him little ears and shit. Mm-hmm. You think Trump is ever like, you know, Alex, I think this Pizzagate shit is real.
Probably. Oh, yeah, probably.
You know Hillary is fucking kids while she's eating pizza.
You're fucking Nikki Haley, allegedly. Who knows who you're fucking?
Oh, I could do far better than... Oh, I mean, it's so not true.
I mean, I don't know, man. He banged Stormy Daniels without a rubber.
Well, I... Okay.
I'm just saying, you know... Isn't that
while married?
Yeah, yeah. Don't
married to his wife, and it doesn't sound like, you know, if you've got an arrangement, that's fine. Yeah. But it doesn't sound like they had an arrangement.
It doesn't sound like you can't rely on these evangelical fucknuts to come through ever.
They have
like,
an arrangement now.
Oh yes.
She's like, I'm never looking at your penis again, ever for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
That's their arrangement now.
Right.
I'm sure. So go fuck what you want.
I can't imagine she gives a fuck.
Well, now.
Yeah.
She just had a kid with him, I'm assuming.
Right.
Even then, she let him touch her 9 months before that, so she might still kind of like him.
I just think years of being married to somebody like Trump would just...
It wasn't that long
that
they were married.
Yeah, that's true.
No one's been married that long to Trump except for Ivana at the beginning.
Yeah. Just doesn't somebody like him just make you not feel anything?
Well,
I mean, you know.
I'm assuming there might be a character flaw or two in these women who were attracted to him, so...
Yeah, well...
Who knows? Hmm. Here is Alex Jones warning us about, you know, this is all about the memo and all about what's going on with these, with the deep state. Gotta watch out. What's going on? The deep state.
They're on TV saying, Trump, we're coming for you. We're gonna kill you.
Oh,
who's
please,
saying that?
Citations, please. Tell us who was on the television that said, Trump, we are coming for you. We're going to kill you.
You know who it was? It was that, who's the senior anchor in the morning on?
I think it was Shep Smith.
MSNBC. Who's the blonde
Andrea Mitchell?
It was it Andrea Mitchell?
Oh, Andrea Mitchell.
Was it Andrea Mitchell? Chris Hayes said it, right?
We're coming
Chris
for
Hayes.
You. I heard Maddow.
Oh, yeah, Maddow said that.
That vicious lesbian.
Did Does Maddow still do the drink segment where she makes a cocktail?
She hasn't
at the
had
end?
Time. Damn. Friday's news dump day. She's been exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill you to make it look like everything was peachy king for all their operatives and their deep state people. Hold the line. Stay here. You're safe. They're like in the text messages. None of this is real. There's no Russian collusion. This is dangerous. It's in the text messages. Continue on. McCabe, continue. Press the attack. This is illegal. Do it.
None of this is even remotely accurate.
I will say this. Somebody in Talk Radioville USA needs to hand that motherfucker a statuette. Because, yeah, it's all bullshit, but god damn is it compelling. I mean, he's really...
He's interpreting boring text messages between two people fucking each other, joking about the shitstorm we're about to enter with Trump as president. And that's... Yeah, there, yeah. He's encouraging him on! Keep going!
You know, if Trump had any sense whatsoever, Alex, he would hire you as a press secretary. Mm. Could you imagine? I mean, that would be great.
That would be spectacular.
He'd be better than Sean Spicer and better than what's-her-face.
Or Hannity.
Oh, yeah. No, please. Alex Jones, dude.
It's in the text messages. Continue on. McCabe, continue. Press the attack.
It's not.
This is illegal. Do it. You're in this deep enough. Yes, sir. I'll do it.
None of this. I don't know where this little melodrama happened.
He makes me
want
to work harder. He makes me want to do a better job as a podcaster. God, he's so good. Like, listen to the noises he makes.
You make me want to be a better
God,
man.
God, he does. Attack! Attack!
I'll do it! And then they all ran to Congress and ran to the president under his wings. Come on, chickens. Come on, little chickies. Right under the wings. But I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch. But man, because you know when Darth Vader's got Luke Skywalker and he says, I have you now, he doesn't. So, and of course.
So, what? I'm thinking Mueller is Darth Vader.
I have you now, right now? But he doesn't.
Or the deep state is Vader? I'm a little confused as to who's Vader.
Darth Vader has to be the deep state, and Donald Trump is definitely Luke Skywalker. No, Darth Vader's Mueller, Luke Skywalker's Trump. That's what I think. Right. I don't know.
Because you know when Darth Vader's got Luke Skywalker, and he says, I have you now, he doesn't. So, and of course, they're really Darth Vader, we're Luke Skywalker, but you got to ask yourself, who's the...
That's back in the old movies before they became feminist cuckfests.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I have you now, he doesn't. So, and of course, they're really Darth Vader, we're Luke Skywalker, but you got to ask yourself, who's the hero? Who's their deus ex? Who's their millennium...
Deus ex!
No, it's deus ex.
Deus ex machina.
Why does he say deus ex? Is that like a fuck you to like people that know how to say it? Elitist? Deus ex globalist!
Unless there's something I don't know about. Unless there's some right-wing term, deus ex.
Do you hear that? Before he goes to that Darth Vader analogy, whatever, he does this. This big inhale.
He's got, yeah.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
He's got no septum left. I'm sure he does so much coke.
I'm septumless.
Inside of his nose is fried.
Who's the hero? Who's their deus ex? Who's their Millennium Falcon coming screaming in to stop us from stopping them?
To stop us from stopping them.
Who is? Wait, I want to honor this.
We're gonna stop you from stopping us from stopping you from stopping them.
Who is the Millennium? Because the Millennium Falcon is being compared to some element on the Mueller side, right? Going after Schindler. So who would that be?
Well, we don't have one. That's what he's saying.
Well, it's not Chuck Schumer, definitely. I mean, believe me, Han Solo is no Chuck Schumer. Ain't no Han Solo. So who? Hillary? Is Hillary the Millennium Falcon? Is it Soros? It's Soros.
Yeah.
Who are the Ewoks?
Yeah, I don't know. Soros might be Admiral Akbar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who's the Ewoks, though, that help destroy the shield that's protecting the Death Star? I like Star Wars.
I'm getting my...
I love this.
I'm confused because Alex is considering themselves the rebellion, which is the utter polar opposite to the way the actual... Not analogy
to,
would work.
Not to belabor this, however, Luke Skywalker is Donald Trump, and Darth Vader is Robert Mueller.
Who's the emperor? Hillary. Obama.
Oh, Hillary. Hillary.
Hillary and Obama.
Yeah, together.
Yeah.
Form the emperor. Who's on the death?
Maybe Trump is Grand Moff Tarkin. No, wait.
No, Trump is Darth.
Wait, I keep getting confused. Yeah.
Trump is the hero.
Darth Vader's got to be Obama, black.
Yeah.
Tall, big and black.
But he's, you don't think he's Mueller?
I think maybe Mueller's Vader and Obama's Emperor Palpatine.
Who is, okay, then, oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah. Then who?
What are we doing? Anyway.
Who's Boba Fett? I don't know.
Kellyanne Conway.
Right. Who's that funny, you know, that droid, the tall black droid from that
Rogue One?
The best Star Wars movie, the hilarious droid. Who's he?
Who's the hero? Who's their deus ex? Who's their Millennium Falcon coming screaming in to stop us from stopping them? Because let me tell you something. Right now, the allegory goes either way. We're about to squeeze the trigger and fire those torpedoes down the main reactor shaft. Or you can put us in the other seat. We're Darth Vader, and here comes a Millennium Falcon. We got to blow that thing up.
Why would you want to be Darth Vader? Or let's be Darth Vader.
Well, but guys, he...
Who's going to identify? You are Vader. You're right, Alex. Your side is Vader.
Is Yoda Hannity in this?
Falcon. We got to blow that thing up politically. So I'd be watching all sixes right now for what they're going to pull, because they want to set a nuke off in D.C.? They want to pull some kind of hanky-panky? This is the time we're going
to... Wait a second.
Set a nuke, but he just drops that, just casually.
Oh, yes. He's been talking about that nuke thing for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, he said before the election, he thought Barack Obama from some bunker would set off a nuclear bomb to keep Trump from being elected, stay in power.
Yeah.
So, but I appreciate that. What's he going to do? Are they going to detonate a nuke in D.C. or some other hanky panky? A nuke is hanky panky.
Apparently, yeah. Some shenanigans, some miscreants are going to, scamps. We're going to maybe drop a nuke in Washington, D.C.
For what they're going to pull, because they want to set a nuke off in D.C.? They want to pull some kind of hanky-panky? This is the time they're going to do it. More incredible clips coming up.
I'm sure there are.
By the way.
Like, that's what we say about your shit.
Yeah. By the way, my mom texted. She says, who's Putin? And that's obviously Lando Calrissian, right? Don't you think Putin is Lando? I know. What is Russia in this? The Ewoks.
God, I don't know. So there you go. That's a little bit of Alex Jones. Your Alex Jones
my
moment.
Fucking God. Deuce X.
Deuce X.
You're so stupid.
You Deuce X.
You're a douche.
Sigh. Okay.
Deuce X.
Unreal. Wait, what is this? What's going on? Haley Barbour got arrested?
Yeah. Who is that?
Former governor, Republican governor of Mississippi.
Yes.
Arrested at the airport trying to get on a plane with a gun.
Oh, God.
In his briefcase.
And he's from Mississippi, right? Well.
Former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour has agreed to pay a fine after he was arrested trying to carry a loaded handgun through airport security.
Dude, how do you feel about that?
He was trying to board a flight from Jackson, Mississippi to Washington, D.C., with a loaded handgun in his briefcase.
What do you need a handgun in your briefcase for? You're a white guy. Listen, we're traveling in America within the states. I mean, despite what Trump says, we don't live in a hellscape. You know, the only thing that makes our country a hellscape, it's all the fucking guns.
Yeah.
Imagine, dude, I'm not an aeronautical engineer. I just letting everybody know, but would it be good or bad to have a gun accidentally go off in a plane while it's in the air? Would that be good or would that be bad?
I can't think of a
good
I mean, unless
you shoot somebody,
unless you somehow serendipitously drop your handbag and you shoot a terrorist who's just starting to grab a box cutter or something.
But damn, man. I mean, if it hits somebody, that's bad. What if there's not a doctor on the fucking plane?
Or hits a window.
That's real bad. I hate when people fuck with flying. God damn it.
A TSA administrative officer at an X-ray machine spotted the .38 caliber revolver loaded with 5 bullets.
Yes.
Where's the sixth? Barber, the RNC chairman, in the mid-90s, he was governor from 2004 to 2012, said he forgot, put the gun in his briefcase after an assistant removed the weapon from his car. This was absent-mindedness and nobody's fault but mine, he says.
This poor assistant who has to keep track of where this Yahoo's gun is.
Where's my gun?
Hey, I'm not a gun owner, so I'm a big fucking hippie ninny. Whatever. I know where my iPhone is all the time because I use it. It's important. You know what I mean? Like, you know where your phone is. Like, if you had a gun and you're carrying it around, would you sort of always be mindful of where the fuck it was?
Well, but you use your phone every 5 seconds. I
use my gun.
Right. I can imagine not really remembering.
So there should have been 6 bullets in that fucking thing.
Well, if it's a revolver, I don't know of any revolvers that have five bullets. I could be wrong.
Is it gay revolvers do?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's up with that? Where's the other bullet, dickhead?
So there you go.
That's a governor?
Former
governor.
Haley Barber.
Jesus Christ. I forgot I got a gun in my briefcase. And you're going to the fucking airport, dickhead. What else do you forget? That's what I want to know.
$3,920 is the minimum fine for trying to carry a gun through a TSA checkpoint. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, good. God damn.
Right, good.
But not enough, really. If I'm on that plane and the gun accidentally goes off, because we do lots of stories where people carrying a gun, it accidentally fucking goes off for some fucking reason, right?
Yeah.
So
people drop their gun at Starbucks and shoot somebody. People,
it's on a fucking plane. Your gun accidentally goes off. I'm going to shit my pants. I guarantee you.
Yesterday, we did the story about how the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, yes.
Will slowly evolve, even though they've admitted that their Chief Wahoo, cartoonish Indian with a big nose and big feather,
it's racist.
Problematic. They're still going to be like, we understand that this is offensive. So sometime next season, we'll take it away. Meanwhile, enjoy your racist symbol for the rest of the year.
I don't understand that. And I, by the way, dude, I put this up on our Facebook. By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Scroll down and please find that story.
There were no comments other than
it's over the top.
Other than people complaining about the fact that they caved to the, well, you know, a couple of them trolls saying cave to the political correctness.
Right. Political correctness, being minimally nice. That's what I call that.
Not
dickhead.
Being offensive is politically correct.
It makes someone feel bad. Isn't that enough sometimes? I mean,
no.
I mean, hey, yeah. Anyway, go find that story and go get these trolls. Go say shitty things to them. God, fuck them.
They had some Fox News reporter saying the Indians caved to the far, far left.
What? How is it far, far left? Just what you said. I mean, look at that fucking mascot. The face couldn't be more red. The nose couldn't be bigger. I mean, it's offensive. It's right? Horrendous. And it's fucked up.
It's all of the above. What else have we got going on? I've got a story. Let's talk about Joe Arpaio. We talked about him a little bit.
Speaking of fucking racists, this guy.
Well, yeah, and another poor ejemplo. Joe Arpaio, running for the U.S. Senate.
Right.
In Arizona. Republican.
Yes.
Pardoned.
Right.
Of his crime.
Yeah.
That he still doesn't seem to understand that by accepting the pardon, he admitted guilt to said crime. He's arguing with people on television when they bring that up. It's like, no, that's kind of in the definition. You're accepting that you committed the crime.
Is part of the thing is that, yes, he's a racist dickhead, but isn't he dumb as fuck?
Well, yeah, he's an angry old racist.
Yeah, he's stupid.
So, yeah. Racists are not generally
smart, right?
I don't know how you can be really smart and be a racist.
I don't know.
In fact, over here at Media Matters, racist and disgraced former Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Fuck you, boy.
Recently gave an interview to the American Free Press, it's called.
Boo.
Wink, wink.
Yes.
It's one of those ironic names.
Right.
Because these right-wing dickbags that run this site want nothing of a free press.
Oh, yeah.
But nothing of free America.
Oh, yeah.
Free for white Christian men. In January 29th and February 5th issues, they wrote that Arpaio spoke to them on January 21st in an exclusive interview about his recently announced bid for the Senate seat. During the interview with, they call him roving editor, whatever that means, Mark Anderson, Arpaio promoted the viability of his candidacy and, of course, defended President Donald Trump's agenda.
Oh, yes.
American Free Press has been described by the Anti-Defamation League as an anti-Semitic conspiracy-oriented publication.
Perfect.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says the outlet is racist and anti-Semitic. The publication has in the past pushed claims that the Holocaust is a hoax and that 9/11 was a Jewish plot. Joe Arpaio sat down and did an interview with him.
He legitimizes these guys, you know? Damn, the GOP, does anybody in the Republican Party ever think, what won't we entertain? What won't we put up with?
The site's bookstore has sold a book called The Holocaust Never Happened and the CIA Killed JFK.
Yeah.
A book that claims to, quote, destroy the hoax of the 6 million Jewish victims of Nazi Germany.
They're saying, okay, so those people are saying the Holocaust is not real.
Right.
That it didn't happen.
Yes. Another book that they sell at the website, where Joe Arpaio was recently interviewed, says the official narrative of the Holocaust cannot be sustained.
What about if you go to Poland and Germany, and what about all the camps? I mean, you can go and see camps,
fake news,
right?
Fake news.
You can visit Auschwitz.
Were you there? Did you see any Jews get burned in those camps?
Well, no, Pat, I wasn't, but shit. I'm glad I wasn't.
Forget the movies we have of the Americans liberating some of these the skeletal people in some of these
evidence.
Right. No, it's all faked. Arpaio recently gave interviews to American Free Press, including when Trump pardoned him last year, after he was convicted of criminal contempt of court for violating an order regarding racial profiling.
I mean, you know what? This guy is worse than Roy Moore. I know it's dumb to compare. It's just like, the only reason I compare these two guys, because it's two heinous Republicans that ran for Senate, that to me is unreal that they even are afforded this opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't you think Arpaio's worse than Roy Moore?
I saw an article that said that they're not convinced that Arpaio is going to do as poorly as he did in his own county.
Oh, I saw that.
Running for sheriff. Yeah.
Because his county included Phoenix, right?
Right. So, you know, city dwellers, liberals who voted against him. But if the whole state opens it up, there's a lot of red-blooded Americans out there who hate the Mexicans like we do.
I wish, you know, I know we can't change the minds of racists and ignorant people. Like, you can't do that. They just have to croak. You know, but if we could just convince them to not vote and to let the more enlightened, evolved, the more woke among us choose our leaders, the world would be better. You know what I mean? And also, give us your guns. Can we do that as well? Can't do any of that. God. Oh, God, I hate some of the people in this fucking country.
Yeah, it's a tough dumbasses. Time right now. I mean, we always knew they were there, but they were kind of on the fringe. Now they're running shit.
Yeah. Trump made them feel good about their shitty selves. God.
And the Republican whorebags couldn't pry their dimpled sow thighs open enough.
Yeah, it's gross.
God, there's so many headlines here. There's another one. It says everybody hates Trump's immigration plan.
Right.
Except the religious right. They kind of don't care.
Yes. They don't care.
They're not as big. The religious right don't seem to really give as much of a shit about the illegals. They're going to have Trump overturn homo marriage and make sure women have to wear long skirts so that they don't tempt the men folk. And to make sure that if you get pregnant, you're having that baby, you whore.
How Christian of them. So they're willing to turn their backs on people getting deported if they think it'll get gay marriage repealed or whatever. Marriage equality. It'll make marriage equality go away.
Yeah.
God, that's fucked up.
Well, but they're also, unlike a lot of the Breitbartians and the Stephen Millerians.
Yes.
Don't necessarily want to see DACA people launched out. That is just not the issue. Trump's plan is a path to citizenship, right?
10 to 12 years of hard labor.
Yeah. And
then maybe
if you behave. So that means 10 to 12 years, they have a chance to, you know, make you go away. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what caveats they'll impose on that? Like a drug test? I don't fucking know. You get a speeding ticket, you have to go, you know, you're deported.
Oh my God. InfoWars is just so sad.
What do you mean?
Well, we've played him before. This is the really boring old guy on InfoWars.
Yeah, yeah. The lesser. The lesser Lynn.
Jerome Corsi.
But
wasn't he the one who said there's pedophile camps on Mars? Wasn't Jerome Corsi that guy?
I thought.
Or was it a different one?
I thought the guy that spoke of the pedo camps on Mars was a guest on InfoWars for Alex Jones. Or was he a host as well?
Well, he was on video.
Yes.
I thought it was Corsi.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, man. Listen, here's what I know about Mars. That Matt Damon movie where he had to eat potatoes grown in his own shit. It looks like a pretty rugged environment to survive in. I don't know that you would have time to preoccupy yourself with molesting people if you were actually on Mars. Like, the life there is rough.
Alex Jones. Oh, no, you're right. It was a guy named Robert David Steele, whoever that is.
Perfect. Three names. Robert David Steele.
The headline over at Gizmodo. Alex Jones has a perfectly normal chat about all the slave children who were sent to Mars.
But our point, point we made about that nobody else gets is that it takes so long to get to Mars. By the time you arrive, you will be too old to be molested. Right?
No, it takes like a year to get to Mars.
It would take like a year. Oh, God,
with our current rocket technology.
Oh, really? I watched that whole Interstellar movie with Matthew McConaughey, and it takes fucking forever to get anywhere. Like 4 years. Because you go the speed of light. Right? God, I hate science. It sucks.
I mean, if you're talking interstellar travel.
Right.
That's different, but space. This is from here to Mars. It's like next door. It's our neighbor.
Oh, God, dude, it's our neighbor, but it's, think how long it took us to drive from California to Florida. Shit. I feel like I aged.
So, Jerome Corsi is, they call him over here at Right Wing Watch, a right wing, air quotes, journalist.
You got air quotes, dickhead.
For InfoWars.
Oh, God.
Now he's the main guy, their main go-to over at InfoWars.
Yes.
For interpreting and decoding all of the secret messages from QAnon on 4chan or Reddit that the alleged deep embed in the Trump administration,
oh, shit, yes.
Who's telling them that don't worry, this Mueller thing is all a smoke screen. It's actually they're right. Going to tear down Obama and Holder and Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice and all of them. Lynch, Loretta Lynch,
Deuce
she's
X.
Black too.
Deuce X, Deuce X.
So now InfoWars has pulled the conspiracy to their ball sacks and are nuzzling.
They're down with QAnon.
So, Carsey is, the guy who is talking about all this shit.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
QAnon.
QAnon.
Storm. And this, the memo is part of it.
Is QAnon,
by the way,
French?
What do you mean?
Q Anon.
No, like Q Anonymous. Q A N O. Capital Q, capital Anon.
Anon is French for win or something.
I took Spanish. Really, I took Mexican.
Oh, did you? I took Mexican.
So, this guy alleges special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election is really a cover for the 18 level 4D chess game that the brilliant strategist Donald J. Trump. Let's let's all try to say that.
He doesn't give money
straight
to
face.
Charities that would happen to help sharks because he hates them. I mean,
that it's actually he's going to be taking down thousands of corrupt political, business, and entertainment leaders. Who are part of a massive satanic pedophile ring.
Massive.
Well, his latest proof.
Yes.
Is they're saying that he, I don't know if he got hacked or whatever, but Hannity's Twitter.
Right.
Went bye-bye for a little bit.
Oh, no.
And
there's some story about a hacking thing with Hannity. Somebody like pretended to be Hannity and contacted Julian Assange.
Oh, that's a different thing. Yeah. No. Assange sent it to the wrong address.
Oh, okay. God.
Like Assange DM'd the wrong Sean Hannity.
Oh, right, right.
I got that story too.
Oh, okay. God, I got that wrong.
Corsi jumped on it and now is saying that this is proof, more proof,
yes,
of what's going on from QAnon. this is part of the evil deep state that took down Hannity.
Deuce
Who
X.
The fuck cares
right.
What that lunk-headed moron, treason-enabling dick nibbler?
Yes.
My word from yesterday.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Who cares what he says? Why is the deep state going to take down Hannity?
The man has no neck. He's neckless.
Here's Jerome Corsi.
Proof.
I'm sorry. This guy is like the antithesis of Alex Jones. Alex Jones
boring?
Has all the energy and,
right.
and entertainment. Jerome Corsi is like watching shit dry.
Nobody's Alex Jones, though. I mean, you know?
QAnon was saying that the Hannity losing his Twitter account on Saturday was the result of an outside attack, not from within Twitter, but most likely a CIA attack.
What the
It's most
fuck?
Likely the CIA, of
Oh,
course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, everybody thinks our intelligence people are fucking just...
And then, as you recall, the attack Hannity's account went down after he posted three times in a row this 1649. QAnon said that submission was complete. What 1649 is, that's...
What the fuck?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
He's so boring. He sucks.
Right. It's something... Earlier tonight, Hannity tweeted the words, form submission 1649, and then his account went down.
Deuce X. It was obviously some sort of coded message from a mole inside Hannity's camp. I don't fucking know. God, Alex.
The story is from Twitter that it was deactivated by Twitter. They thought it was compromised. It had gotten hacked. Submission form 1649 is the Twitter administration link for deactivating a Twitter account.
Oh my gosh. So that's...
So as the admin was trying to deactivate it from the to get it under control from a hacker, he typed out submission form 1649 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And accidentally tweeted it
from the account.
Oh, but that's not what it is.
God, Alex Jones, just a note. I mean, InfoWars is your thing, and do you QC any of these guys? Any of the talent on your shows? Are you listening? Because this guy sucks, and you really need to get rid of him. It's fucking with your brand.
Well, and then get this. They found anything they could Google in hit Google with 1649.
Oh, my God.
Anything that happened in or near 1649...
Deep state.
It's a secret code that Hannity tweeted. That's what this asshole's about to say. That Hannity tweeted some secret code out to the masses.
Is he sending out an SOS to other fellow right-wing nut jobs because the deep state is fucking with him?
Maybe if you buy Ovaltine.
Yes.
You'll get a ring inside.
Oh, a decoder.
And you'll
ring.
Be able to decode what that genius, that cryptographer, Sean Hannity was tweeting.
Oh, yes. Remember to drink your Ovaltine.
One idiot tweeted, I'm looking at it right now. They tweeted, something happened in 1649 in England. The Treasons Act of 1649.
Oh, my fucking God!
Declaring what offenses shall be adjudged treason was passed on 17 July 1649 during the Commonwealth of England.
There's X. The dumbest shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, that's what. Obviously, it's.
Who do you fucking people think right wing nut jobs are? Do you think they're sitting around in smoking jackets, reading history books, reading about some fucking event that happened in 1649?
Oh, yeah. Hannity was like, I know how I'll cue them. How about this Treason Act of 1649 pops into my head? Hannity didn't finish high school.
Right. I mean, God. Is that true?
I know he didn't go to college. Okay. He didn't finish college, man.
Right. But damn, I mean, the truth is, these lunatic conservatives are not sitting around, like, reading shit. I mean, they're in bed watching cable television, eating fish fillets with no fucking bun.
Submission was complete. What 1649 is, that's the year in which Charles I in Great Britain was beheaded.
Yes, that's it.
1649 Elm Street is the address of a hooker I used to go to. When
is this dude reading, or is this like some program he's on a computer? Because he sounds just like this.
I can see his big old white face.
Guy,
Great Britain
suck.
Was beheaded in a treasonous plot where Charles I was the treasoner, guilty of treason, convicted.
Well, then Trump better watch out.
Yeah, dude.
To treason. And so in 1649, those posts that were coming out from Hannity suggested that we're moving into a phase.
No, they don't.
They don't suggest
They don't suggest
dickhead.
Anything.
Is it a slow news day for lunatics?
What is happening to our world? I mean, it's really turned into Alex Jones land.
InfoWars. Yeah. This guy's dumb as fuck.
And people believe this.
I mean...
People believe this old lunatic sitting here, anything. I could pick a number, pick a word, pick a place, pick a date, pick a breed of dog, pick a body part, tweet it out, and they'll be able to Google something and find out, oh, you know, he tweeted out the word boob. That means, you know, B is the second letter of the alphabet. And twice there was,
ooh.
This is the level of their thinking. Yeah.
They're desperate. That's why idiots like this guy believe in Pizzagate.
Right. Oh, this guy's a big Pizzagate.
It's so fantastical. They love it.
Way into it. And this ties it together, by the way.
Oh, yes.
The storm
right.
is also going after the massive pedophile ring that's
oh,
running
my gosh.
The country.
Is it really?
Sure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pizzagate was just the ping pong pizza was just right. a franchise, apparently. That was a kid diddling drive through.
Oh, okay.
And now you know, they had to close because they found him out.
Wow, good point.
And that Patriot got there too late to shoot up the place.
Well, then at Vile Experience, I think we owe this dickhead a big congratulations, right? I mean, nobody else figured this out except this dickhead. That's amazing. Good for you, genius. I mean, God, see, that's what I never get. These guys with these conspiracy theories, do they think they're the only one that figured out what that code meant?
Oh, they're geniuses.
Don't.
Yeah.
There's people sitting around at Langley cracking codes and shit. Brilliant motherfuckers. Yeah. And this guy figured it out. This idiot.
And Trump.
Figured it the fuck out.
And Trump is using.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people think that QAnon is Trump himself.
So Trump's
adopting
a genius?
He's on Reddit every night. That's what his executive
right.
time is.
Oh, okay. Is that what we're going to learn at the State of the Union?
Apparently. I am QAnon. No, they'll have something. He'll scratch his nose. And QAnon will come out in something. Did you see when Trump scratched his nose after he said this? That's his nod to everybody that keep ready that Hillary's going to be in chains in minutes. Don't worry, everybody.
That's a signal.
This is what this QAnon right. shit is. the quality of the information coming out of QAnon.
Oh, yeah. It's brilliant. I've never how old is this QAnon thing? Has this been going on a long time?
A couple of months now. It started on like the Reddit or the 4chan, one of the two.
Right.
I think it might have been Reddit, and then people just kept feeding the troll.
I don't know what this dog wants from me. Does this dog want me to pick her up?
I don't know. She's being needy right now. So I'm just looking at scrolling through on Twitter with these some of these
God, I mean,
stuff
like
from QAnon.
You're looking for what happened in the year 1649. I mean, what are they? I just don't understand. What'd you see?
Now they're saying that a reporter for the Washington Post covering national security was taking money from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, the two lovebirds in the FBI, the deep state lovebirds.
Two people dating in the FBI, texting back and forth.
They
made jokes about Trump.
Paid him.
Yes.
Peter Strzok and Lisa Page paid him to publish fake news in order to help Hillary Clinton get away with crimes.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Then, okay, so they get a big suitcase of cash? And then how do they use that cash to help Hillary get away with whatever the fuck she happens to be doing, by the way, which I don't know what she's doing.
Rick Wilson has a new Daily Beast story.
God damn.
He tweeted last night. He said, I have the Daily Beast piece coming tomorrow, which I scourge the entire conspiracy culture that has transformed the GOP. I even take the stick to the absurd dumbassery that is QAnon.
QAnon is their hope, right?
He's a conservative nut job, by the way, Rick Wilson.
Yes, yes. But QAnon, if I want to understand QAnon correctly, QAnon is the great Republican hope that the deep state exists and will explain away all this Russian bullshit surrounding the Trump presidency, right? Is that what it is?
I guess. Oh, my God. Here is a tweet. Hashtag QAnon. Hashtag the storm. Hashtag FBI cover up.
Yes.
Hashtag treason. Treason. On January 30th. No, today.
Yes.
QAnon said one word. All caps.
Okay.
Apache. See what I mean? You could literally say anything. And this
He's
person
fucking with us.
This person tweeted, they know what Apache means.
What does it mean? It's a helicopter.
Apache. A is for Andrew.
Oh, it's an acronym?
Like Andrew McCabe. Okay. P is for Peter.
Duh.
Like Peter Strzok.
There you go. A?
A is for Adam.
Like Adam...
Schiff, Adam, maybe?
Yeah.
Adam Schiff, maybe? C is for Chuck. Well, obviously, Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Woolery.
H is for, of course,
right,
Hillary.
Hello.
And E is for Eric.
Eric Trump?
Holder. It's got to be, Ryan.
I need classes on how to think like right-wing nut jobs because, yeah. Yeah,
so,
dude.
I want to tweet out. I want to pretend I'm Q, and I'm going to tweet out, cum face.
Oh, yeah.
C is for...
But who is this guy?
Conway.
But who
like
is...
Like Kellyanne Conway. You...
Yeah, go ahead. Who is... But who is QAnon, though? Where are the... Where does
it's some asshole on 8chan or 4chan or Reddit or something who got lucky and had people start retweeting and following
then
him.
Why don't we just figure out where the fuck QAnon lives and we can all meet this fuckstick and figure out what all this shit means? He's
it's Trump.
Fucking with us.
It's Trump.
Do you think it's Trump?
Fuck no. Trump couldn't spell Apache.
I mean, I know. I understand QAnon is full of shit. I get that. I'm totally on board. But I am. Aren't you curious to know who this dude is? Or it could be a female who fucking knows. It could be AI.
It's some troll.
Is it AI?
Some horrible, nasty, idiot, alt-right troll.
It's AI, right?
Who got lucky.
Yes.
No, because there's no I involved.
There's no intelligence. Apache. this guy's fucking with you. Can't you see that right-wing
guy? Jerome Corsi, 15 hours ago, tweeted, QAnon issued warning Sunday and a gun Monday night. Going into Tuesday, that Obama-Clinton deep state co-conspirators will launch false flag attack sleeper cells to change mainstream media news cycle away from Nunes, Membo, and McCabe.
You. Deep state, deus ex.
So, a false, does that mean...
I don't know.
Does that mean we're going to blame it? Our evil lefties are going to launch a false flag to blame it? On right wingers, so
yes,
that means there's going to be some
like
some angry white guy is going to shoot somebody up now to distract from the Nunes memo.
Like Alex says, they're going to do some kind of hanky panky, maybe detonate a nuke. Who knows?
Crazy.
Everybody's fucking stupid. QAnon, I love Apache. That's pretty funny. I wish I was QAnon.
Oh, it is. It's got to be Adam.
Right.
Because on
Adam Lambert,
the 10th of December of last year, Q,
ugh,
as he signs things.
Oh, yes.
Q left a message on, this looks like one of the chans. So this is either 4chan or 8chan. Blunt and direct time.
Blunt.
Adam Schiff is a traitor to our country. Leaker. NatSec, National Security, evil, TikTok, hope the 7.8 millimeter was worth it.
What is this? Is this a haiku? Is it a haiku you're reading?
Enjoy the show, Q.
It sounds like fucking poetry.
God, these people are...
Enjoy the show.
I'm not sure there's hope for our country. When I read stuff like this, I just start thinking that there's no hope for the country because there's people... The fact that anyone believes this is excruciatingly disheartening to me. That one person believes this, let alone myriads.
The hope for the country is that people with shitty conservative beliefs die off and that more progressives are born. And
assuming the country survives that long.
Yes. And we have to stop with this idea that we need to encourage everyone to vote.
Well, I mean, seriously, no, we need everybody to vote because
we
win when everybody votes.
Yeah, I know, but these idiot right-wing nut jobs should just sit at home.
They don't want people to vote. That means we need people to vote.
We need good people to vote.
Anything these anti-American traitors want.
Yeah, you're right.
Really, if Trump got his way, he would dismiss Congress.
Right. Oh, yeah.
because they're not working with him and giving him what he wants. He says he calls the Justice Department his guys.
Yeah.
My guys.
There are guys.
At the Justice, why aren't my guys helping me out at the Justice Department? Why can't I order them to do stuff?
Because you're not Vladimir Putin, you dickhead.
But he does.
But he lives in Russia. And their Duterte
does. And Erdogan, I love what he does. Recep is doing over in Turkey.
Imagine crab diving in Turkey. Get the fuck out of here. It wouldn't happen. You don't want to live in Turkey.
Right?
It sucks. No offense if you're there. Hey, Gobbler, what's doing? Gobbler.
That's what's the latest from the deep state. The deep fucking state.
Fuck you.
I'm embarrassed to be human.
QAnon, Apache.
When it comes to these people, it's
1649.
It's embarrassing to share the same species with them.
Revolution. I love Alex Jones comparing Trump to Luke Skywalker and Mueller's Darth Vader. That's fucking genius. I mean, it's stupid, but wow. Do sex.
Hot off the presses here over at CNN.
This just in.
Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
Daniel Pollack, senior advisor who worked for Trump's former appointee Carl Higbee.
Yes.
Had been previously banned from the ride-sharing app Uber.
Oh, he fucking pulled his dick out.
Over a racially charged incident with a driver.
Oh, God.
He was removed from his role as chief of external affairs at the Corporation for National and Community Service. That sounds draconian, doesn't
God
it?
God damn it.
After audio surfaced of him accusing, quote, the black race of lax morality.
So this guy's having a chat with an Uber driver, and he's like, oh, this guy will really want to hear my opinions about race and shit like that, because I'm a genius.
He previously worked with Trump appointee Higbee at the Great America PAC and the James O'Keefe-run Project Veritas.
Oh, my
Fake
God.
Fake video!
Yes!
God. Baby Chop Shop videos.
Oh, yeah. Why is everybody so fucking racist? In the GOP. Why? God damn,
he's
stupid.
Still banned from Uber.
He's banned from Uber.
Stemming from a March 2017 altercation between him and his driver.
He's banned from Uber. Oh, my God. You should see some of the drunk train wrecks that waddle into Uber.
Jasmine Kaur is her name, the driver. Police were called.
Oh, my God.
After she complained of an aggressive ride. Quote, he looks at me and I'm like, sir, get out of my car. I'm calling the cops. And he says, I'm white. I'm a white attorney and you're black.
Oh, my God.
She later, she turned on her phone and started recording. She recorded herself demanding Pollack get out of the car. According to the report, he got out, placed his hands on the front hood, stopping the car from moving forward.
Who the fuck is this guy?
He was charged with disorderly conduct, was never prosecuted for it.
Well, he's a white lawyer.
Uber confirmed that he's been banned from the app. Banned from Uber!
You're banned from Uber. What a loser.
What our partner experienced is totally unacceptable. As our community guidelines make clear, we have zero tolerance for any discrimination. This rider has been banned.
Republicans, take note. This company says they have zero tolerance for any racism bullshit. And your whole party is built on it.
Yeah.
Be ashamed.
We're almost done here. We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show. Don't forget we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher every day. Also, K-Voice coming up next if you're listening live. Otherwise, listen to that. Listen to that awesome show on also iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite apps. And the Hollywood Hick, y'all, brand new. Sparkling rainbow sparkle sunshine.
Ooh.
And probably a few cuss words.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood Hick tonight.
I want to hear how he feels about all this fucking shit. Wait, you said K-Voice.
Well,
today,
I got a
right?
message from him and he said, I might have to do two, because I'm going to spend a whole hour just on Stormy Daniels.
Right. Wait, you just said, I'm sorry. You said K-Voice was today too, right?
Yes.
It's Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Brand Viva new K-Voice. La Resistance.
Brand new K-Voice, brand new.
That's right.
Might already be out on
you know,
on iTunes, because I think I published it earlier. So
Kelly the Voice
might be a brand new K-Voice already on iTunes for you.
You know, Kelly the Voice has a pet. A couple
She's
of pets.
Got a couple of
a few,
them.
No, actually a few pets, but Bumper.
She's got one significant. Bumper, yeah. Bumper has his own page on Facebook.
Well, I think Bumper might have to have his own page.
Bumper needs a fold out.
Did you see the picture today on Bumper's page?
I didn't.
And Bumper's hat.
Bumper's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know that Bumper needs that hat.
Bumper's Zoftig.
Yeah. That hat, man.
Rubenesque.
Gotta check that out.
We gotta go. I don't have time now for this this last little we'll save this little bit for tomorrow though, but
yes.
Let me cue up the music and do the
don't watch that State of the Union.
Let's
man
leave the show bullshit.
Don't do it.
Don't forget, Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Doesn't cost you anything. Bookmark it.
Yay!
Every time you go buy something, we get a little shekel or two.
We get paid,
at no
baby
cost to you. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Ooh.
Have a great evening. Stay tuned for K-Voice if you're listening live. And listen to all the other great shows on the network. We're going to be doing this again tomorrow.
Do sex.
Bye-bye.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around. I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.